Today is Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. It is 1 o'clock. We're here to hear several parcels. I'm probably going to call them out one at a time so that you can, the assessor will go first or task, and then you will go after them. And then there, if there's any rebut, each party will get 2 minutes. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves. My name is Glenda Mudgett, Equalization Board.
Lou Ann Deer, Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, Equalization Board.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Jeff Stevens, Equalization Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Dale Wamsley, Total Assessment.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office. Mark Pass.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
Okay, I'm going to let Margaret swear all witnesses in.
I think I just really have to swear in the one person, right? Since the other's been sworn in. Or just swear them all in.
I'll swear them all in. Okay.
Raise your right hand.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to raise your right hand on Zoom. I have your name. I swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do. I don't hear him.
I do.
Yeah, thank you. I take it that everybody was told to bring their evidence. Okay, so I think the first parcel that we will address, do you have a preference? I think we'll look at, let's look at parcel number 710-09015-022. Address is 1090 Collier Drive, Conway. Task will go first.
Okay, this is the Nissan of Conway over on Collier Drive. We got a land value of $412,000. We got a building value of $582,850. Just looking at, this is all done on cost. And just looking at their information they sent, the sales, if you go to, let me find it real quick. Go to page 20, I guess. Do you have that?
Yes.
Nope. It's in the packet they sent out.
That parcel number.
I don't have that.
What are you talking about, Dale?
The information they sent.
Only thing I have they sent is this agency authorization and their Schedule A and their,
okay.
That's it.
Okay.
And that's it.
Are you saying you don't have our packets of evidence?
I will not.
They might have got sent to Dale. I don't have them.
I thought he sent them to it first. I'm sorry.
Am I on mute?
No, you're not.
Sorry.
Let me go down and check and see if Allison has them and didn't send them.
Do I need to verify that we did send them?
I don't have my phone.
Last word.
She is running down to see if she received them.
Okay.
So you'll have to give us a
Dale
few minutes.
Dale probably got them from her, but.
Well, I believe they're supposed to send them to the clerk.
Okay. I just want to show some of the land sales that they use. Now, the property in question, remember, is over on Collier Road, and they're using a land sale of 2600 College Avenue. It's off College. It sits back in off Lumac and Allison. There's some medical offices back in there, and they're using that as a sale for something over on Collier. Then they're using a sale of some property at 278 East Highway 64. It's 2.15 acres, 4.2 acres that sold for $2.50 a foot. If I remember, that's going downhill. It's right there as you're going out 64, around Steve's Auto down there that sits down in the hole.
Okay.
It's right up on top of that hill, and it all slopes off. Then we got one at 1295 East German Lane. That is 3 acres.
All right.
It sold for $203 a foot. This is across from Keithley Drive, off German, East German. I think they're in there framing apartments or putting foundation down for it. And the other one is Museum Road, which I don't believe we ever really did locate that one. I don't understand. You know, to me, one of these might fit with the stuff on College Avenue. I mean, on Collier. Collier is currently valued at it's currently valued at 2 acres at $3, and the rest of the acreage is at $1.50. So we are looking at $2.14. Now that's just the land. You know, their comps to me aren't real good. They're wanting a total value on the improvements of, let's see, $582, I believe.
$567 is what I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we are at $995,800. We are using the cost approach, less depreciation, plus land. We've done all the other car lots, if there's any left around it, that they're not coming in on.
Okay, let me pause right here. Margaret, did you find anything that they had sent?
I did not.
Found an email you sent to me with exactly what I printed and handed out. And it's from Margaret to me, and I just looked at all these attachments, and they're exactly what y'all have.
I have a chain of communications with a Teresa Cannon discussing it, sending it to me, and me forwarding it to her, but I never received it.
No, that's all I have. I do have what y'all do have. You can see what they're asking for and all that. So we have that they sent back, but we didn't ever get any thick packets.
You don't have our evidence packets? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
We sure don't.
I'm going to have to verify there in an office right over here. It'll take me 2 minutes, but that's obviously a huge factor here. If we don't have evidence, I'm not sure what we're supposed to do. So, but let me ask you this. If I switched it to Zoom, could I show you the evidence, or is it too late then?
The evidence, I believe, is supposed to be presented 5 days before.
Okay, let me just find out. Could you just hold 1 minute? It'll take me a few minutes.
Sure.
I'll be right back. Thank you.
This was sent to me by somebody in his office named Chaz.
It doesn't matter if it was sent to you.
I know. I was just wondering, though, if you got it from here or if you got it from them. So if you got it from them.
I got it from somebody in his office named
Chaz.
They
don't have to send the evidence to me. They have to send the evidence to her.
And
it's just a smarter way to do it because then I have record of it.
I told everybody this year, nobody sent anything to me. I told everybody to send everything through you because that way it came through you. We printed it. So everything I've printed, I've gotten from them. I was wondering if I missed it. It was because sometimes there's attachments on our calendar invite. that I don't realize, then I'll hit agree. Once you agree you're coming, it disappears.
It's kind of the same.
Because you agree you're coming, and if there's anything attached to that. So I was wondering if I missed it. It might have been attached to the calendar invite, but.
I mean, because these ones, comparing apples and all that.
No, we should just say that.
We didn't get that on anything.
No, all I have is the attachment you sent, which is what they initially sent in.
Yeah, and that's all we have record of.
But that's not any evidence.
No, that's just the application.
Yeah, that's them.
But Dale received it, and he's the agent for the assessor.
Can I ask the board, I'm sorry, they're checking right now to see what was sent, but let me ask, did the assessor or appraiser department, did they supply any evidence also?
This stuff was sent to TASC. It just wasn't sent to me specifically or the county clerk.
No, I know, I'm asking if the appraiser who's there, did they send any evidence on their behalf?
We have sales, land sales, if that's what you're looking for.
What I'm saying is we didn't receive the appraiser evidence. Isn't that a problem then, too?
I don't think it's enough that way.
Are we supposed to receive the evidence?
We don't have to send stuff to them.
You're supposed to present your evidence. The assessor's going to present their evidence, and then the board's going to make a decision.
Well, that's fine, but what I'm saying is the appraiser doesn't have any obligation to send us their evidence before the hearing, is that right?
No, correct.
That's correct? Okay. I just want to verify that. While they're looking... Hold on one second, I'm sorry.
I need this one. We'll see it again.
Okay, I was just sent the email. Let me check my email. Margaret... Daughter, is that the name of the clerk?
That's correct, but I did not receive any evidence. What?
Well, I can tell you what date, because I was forwarded it, so I'm just looking it up now.
The applications or the evidence, though?
Yeah, I got the applications.
I can tell you exactly when in the second year, because I just talked to Tirza, and she has forwarded me the emails that she sent to you. For some reason, I don't have yet, but it might take a second.
Yeah, tell him to forward it to you again and let you see if it's different than what you forwarded me.
Okay, so I can tell you the date and I can tell you the time. You're on August 19th at noon. Here's the sent to Margaret Darter. All of our packets, I'm looking at it right now. So if you can check your email from August 19th at exactly.
Is that not the date of that trip?
It might be a different time for you, but that might be 2 o'clock your time. There's five packets that were.
You sent this at 10 to 5:15.
Wayne, did you say five packets were sent?
Yes. The email says, "Hi Margaret, I've attached our evidence for these parcels below. She lists all the parcels, and in the attachment there's five packets."
So is that the application with the parcel and what y'all are asking for, or big packets of other stuff?
Oh no, this is our entire evidence for each property there. So 132 pages, I mean there's five attachments. I can tell you the page amounts, but they're quite extensive as far as our evidence, and unless we have our evidence, which we just plan on time, I'm not sure how the board can make a fair decision. I don't mind rescheduling the hearing, or if we want to wait to get it, but I have the email that was sent.
Okay, and I do have it showing on my phone, but it did not show on my computer, but it does show here on my phone.
I think it sounds like we need to do a continuance since
and just print that out
to Friday.
We're fine. I think that would be better. We appreciate that.
Let's see our schedule. 9 a.m.?
Well, no, that'd be 7 o'clock their time. Oh. Remember, there are two hours behind us.
Yeah, let's see. What's we have two Friday, right? 11 and
1:30.
1:30.
No, let's not. 3 would work for them. Yeah, how long were our 11 o'clock last? Is that 11 o'clock a long one?
11 o'clock is business personal for Merit Energy.
How many is 1:30?
Like 6, but they're business personal, remember.
Who's at 1:30?
But the 1:30 is just one commercial number.
I don't see why we said
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
That's what I'm thinking.
Friday.
That'd be a 12 noon your time, sir.
Okay.
Wayne, before you go, you said you're going to send 5 packets?
I have 5 on here.
We did.
4 is made. I'll print them in a minute.
Can
I'll
have the parcel numbers on those?
Sure. Let me just get back the email here.
If I remember rightly, you got 5 different buildings and 2 vacant lots, right? Or 4 vacant lots?
Yeah, I think the reason there's 5 packets is we're looking at them as economic units, a couple of them.
Yeah.
Let me give you the main parcels if you want them. 710-08-115-002.
Okay.
We have 710-08-115-015. We have 710-09-015-022.
Hang on a minute.
We have 710-07785-002. And then those 4 packets are separate. And then we have an economic unit one packet, and that includes 3 parcels. The main parcel on that is 710-089-53002. And then there's 2 other parcels associated with that, 710-089-51000 and 710-089-53001.
Okay. And that's all you're coming in on?
Those are the 5 packets, yes, and parcels we have, yes.
But that's all the parcels you want to discuss the values on, right?
Yeah, and if you want to talk before Friday, I mean... That might be good.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had her.
Okay, so we're going to do a continuance and have you scheduled for 2 o'clock Friday the 10th.
Okay, will you send me a new information or do I use the same call-in?
No, we'll
have to do a different one. We'll send you a new one.
Yeah.
It'll be noon your time.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Is there anything else today?
Yeah.
So we'll adjourn till